Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Alan Levy Show at blogtalkradio.com. Be prepared to call in now and chat with Alan and his very special guest right here at blogtalkradio.com. With no more further ado, please welcome your host, Mr. Alan Levy.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's a pleasure to be here today. Have a very exciting show. We have some hosts, Marie and Wendy from Navy Wives Radio, and we'll get to them in a minute. So thank you for joining me, December 20th, and let me introduce you to my co-host, Hillary. How are you?
Hi, Alan. Doing good. How are you?
Good, good. You're always so chirper.
Well, I'm into the pot of coffee, and I've gotten through all the emails. I get a little boost of energy. So.
Right, that's true. It is 3 hours early. It is noontime in Los Angeles. Beautiful day,
mm-hmm.
I know. And so you're still, the day's still way ahead of you.
I know. It feels great. I got 3 more hours in me, but, you know, how's the weather over there, Alan? Feeling snowy?
Not too bad. A little rainy, but I'm heading down to Florida on Sunday, going down for a week of pure enjoyment, hanging out with my in-laws and my extended family in Boca Raton, right out of the Seinfeld TV show. So you're on the Alan Levy Show, everyone. Welcome. And the website is blogtalkradio.com/Alan Levy. You can hear the live show now. You can call us by calling 347-677-0649. That's 347-677-0649. And I don't know if, Hill, did you start the chat, but we have...
Oh, yes, the chat is wide open, and we are in there with our guests, actually. But everyone hopefully will trickle in as we get going.
Great. So why don't you announce our guests?
Okay, I will. We're very excited to have our guests on the show, and soon after we kind of relaunched Alan's show, they emailed us seeing if they could come on, and it's a great idea because they represent a lot of what's great about the network. Wendy and Marie, they host Navy Wife Radio, and they started back in April, so they've been going for a while now, and their mission is to inspire and motivate military spouses to do what they love, and they offer a place for them to step away from the stress of military life and relate to other spouses that are in the same lifestyle. They've had a lot of great guests, like Billy Blanks, the Tai Bo creator, exercise guru, and they've had on Sarah Smiley, the author, and Sally Pressman from the Lifetime series Army Wives, which is very relevant. So they have a great show, and I was chatting with Marie earlier about how this show has provided a community and a support group, really, and an environment for both military spouses and other people who want to learn more about this community and the other side of the military, even if they're not involved in their personal lives. So they both have children, and actually Wendy's husband is currently deployed in Afghanistan, so they have a lot to talk about, and we're really excited to welcome them to the show. So Wendy and Marie, welcome.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, well, thanks for having us.
Yes,
of course.
We're happy to be here.
It's our pleasure. Thank you for joining us today. And how long have you been doing shows on Blog Talk Radio now?
Since April of this year, has it been?
That's great.
Yes.
Last April. Oh, excellent. Okay. And
how did you get started with us, guys?
Yeah, how did you find us?
I know. It's kind of hard not to talk over each other, so we'll try our best.
We will. We'll take
this
turns.
This is Wendy here, and we started back in April, and it kind of grew from a blog, submarinewife.com, and we started a more Navy-centered blog, and then we went more military-centered, and we just thought one day, wouldn't it be great to, you know, put a voice to our words, and we found Blog Talk Radio, and that's just how it started.
Now, one of the earlier shows is Army Wives Talk Radio, and we have that show, and we have a lot of military shows, actually, on Blog Talk Radio. And what type of feedback have you gotten since you've done the show? And, you know, obviously you've had some incredible guests, and that's amazing. We want to talk about that as well.
Well, this is Marie, and I just have to say I don't think we've ever had anything but positive feedback. I mean, it has just been amazing, the comments and the just the feedback, all the listenership that we've gained. Everybody has nothing but positive things to say. It's been absolutely wonderful.
That's great. That's great to hear.
Yeah, where's your listenership base? I know you said you have listeners from around the world. What kind of listeners in interesting locations have you heard from?
Well, we've heard from all kinds. We have a regular guest host. Her name is Julie Negron. She does Jenny Spouse, the cartoon series for military spouses, and she's in Japan. But we've had, you know, Terry Barnes, who writes for the Stars and Stripes. She's right outside of Frankfurt, Germany, and she's been a guest on our show several times. So, you know, we get calls and we get messages from people all over, you know, wives that are, you know, with their husbands stationed all over the world, and that's what makes it great. And, you know, Tara has even been on our show, Army Wife Talk Radio, so it's opened up a great, you know, platform for spouses to connect when, you know, they don't want to, quote, leave their house, and more people have broadband, so they can connect through the Internet, and it's just a great platform that Blog Talk Radio has, and we're just happy to be a part of it.
I was going to add, too, with the feature being able to download to our podcast to iPods and MP3 players, it is wonderful. I think a lot of the women that listen to our show, that is one of the biggest things that we hear about, is that they download the show and listen to it on their iPod while they're working out or going through their daily chores, or they listen to it in their car then when they plug it in. So because, of course, with having listenership around the world, the time zone thing's a little tricky, you know, trying to stay up all hours of the night trying to listen to our show. So we're just flattered that they actually take the time then to download our shows and listen to them at their own time.
Yeah. No, it's listening to shows at your convenience is on demand. Is, you know, that's where everything's going now, and that's definitely common feedback that we get from lots of people. So what types of things are you covering on your show?
Oh, gosh. Well, this is Marie. I'll take that one for first. Well, we cover everything and nothing.
Mine shows nothing, so okay.
Well, you know, well, I wouldn't say that. We saw who your previous guests were, so but really, we have some great shows, like you were saying. We've had Sally Pressman on, who plays Roxy on Army Wives. We've had Billy Blanks. We've had authors like Sarah Smiley. And those are our moments when, you know, we're really talking about some important things. But then we also have moments where we talk about absolutely nothing. And we talk as if we are girlfriends on a telephone, just talking, you know, late at night with our husbands deployed. And with that comes just some sort of familiarization for other wives. It makes them feel like they're sitting down with their girlfriends having a cup of tea or a cup of coffee. And I just think it is just a little bit of a distraction from the chaos of their, you know, crazy military life. So we pretty much talk about what any girlfriends would sit down and talk about when there is nothing else to talk about.
Do you have a website that you promote your show on?
Oh, yeah, we sure do. And you know, I guess it was a week or so ago, you had on Matt, the founder of WordPress.
Yes.
And I'm on Central Time, and I got the times mixed up. And, you know, our whole, everything that we run, runs off of WordPress.
Yes.
And I do web design, but, you know, what we want to do for our website is so, quote, technical that we're in the process of developing it, and we just, Marie and I can't, you know, hammer it out. So in the meantime, we've just went to a WordPress format. So everything that we run is on WordPress. So we absolutely love WordPress.
Yeah.
And I still wanted to talk to Matt. But we have NavyWifeRadio.com, where there is a homepage that people can listen to the show, because we can't have the audio feed embedded into our WordPress blog. And I heard Matt kind of quickly talk about how to do that, and maybe, you know, you guys can elaborate more if there was a way that he said you could do that. You know, audio, embed the audio of our show into our WordPress blog.
Yeah, he talked about that on air, and quite frankly, it went way over my head. So
fast, I even replayed it, and I thought, what is he talking about?
I know. I spoke to him about this at the Blog World Expo, and I said, you know, a lot of my hosts have WordPress blogs, and they'd like to embed the player, and they can't. And he says, well, we have a player they could use, and so on and so forth. So
I have not been able to figure out.
Yeah, they really want to convert it into his own audio, you know, kind of vehicle that he has used to put audio, but it's different from our player. It's just a kind of a feeding thing. So, yeah, you'll probably have to replay that show and rewind it about five times to figure it out.
Well,
So we have a website, you know, NavyWifeRadio.com.
Right.
Our blog is called My Military Life, and it's a WordPress blog, and it's mymilitarylife.wordpress.com, and then how we started was submarinewife.com. So we've got a myriad of different, you know, connections into our submarine wives or Navy wives or military wives in general. And there's over 1 million military wives out there, and, you know, we feel like we want to connect to as many as we can. And we really strive to be the lighter side of life. There's lots of great podcasts out there, great shows that do the serious stuff, like post-traumatic stress, you know.
Separation anxiety, yes.
And reintegration. And those are all, you know, important. They're all great resources. And people we have found just, quite frankly, do it so much better. So we are doing what we do as the best, you know, what we feel our strength is. And we like to have fun. We like to provide resources and be a little serious sometimes, but
most of the time we spend laughing. I mean, we like to poke fun at ourselves, at our husbands, at the military. We just figure that if you can't laugh when your husband's gone, you know, if you can't laugh at things, if you can't have fun, then you're just not going to be able to make it in our lifestyle. So we make sure that we keep it very lighthearted, and we try to encourage otherwise to do so too.
Now, do you find that your husbands and others are listening to this, whether it be in Iraq or Afghanistan, listening to the stream or listening to the show?
Not really, because it's a broadband issue.
Mm-hmm.
And most connections, you know, broadband's very hard to come by. So, like my husband, if he's at work, he can sometimes listen to it. But, you know, it's an issue of the internet connection. If there is a fast broadband line, then yes, we have had people listen to our show, but usually it's the internet connection isn't that strong.
We had a show, Scott Kesterson. Are you familiar with that show on the network?
Was this the show that did the messages to the troops for the holidays?
No, Scott Kesterson. No. If you put in search the name Kesterson, Kesterson, was in Embed, who was based in Afghanistan, and he used to do a weekly show from the front lines.
Huh.
On Blog Talk Radio, and it was incredible. And the soldiers, while he was on the show with me and we were taking calls, the soldiers were listening to it where he was located. And
oh,
they
that's
loved
great.
It.
He must have a little bit, he must have had better, little, excuse me, a better connection than
I was going to say. He must have had a hookup.
Well, what he really had, his audio qualities, actually, he's using a military-issued phone calling in, and you know, it was just great. And that was actually what prompted me to send this content to the Pentagon. And I've been in touch with the Pentagon for a year now on, you know, them thinking about using Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, while that is a real shot in the dark, and, of course, the Pentagon is just an enormous enterprise, as you know.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Just a little big. They're doing shows now on Blog Talk Radio.
That's incredible.
I mean,
think it's fantastic, and
I wanted to ask you about that, right? What do you think of the Pentagon establishing new media directives and blogosphere initiatives and things of that nature?
I think they have to because, you know, for instance, Marie and I, we just did a show on Navy IAs, individual augmentation. That's what Craig is, and what that means is, you know, onesies and twosies of people leave a command, and they go and they're attached to an Army unit, and the families that are left behind. They don't have the normal support structure.
The community.
My husband's gone, but the people who work with my husband, those wives, they're at home every night with their husband. When Marie and I were stationed in the same town, you know, now I'm in Tennessee, she's in Georgia, our husbands were deployed together. So we stayed up late together. We went to the park with our kids together. And, you know, so that's one thing that with the Navy going more towards IA deployments that – the support is lacking, so I think that they're looking at anything that they can do to get people to connect. And to connect online is easy. You don't have to leave your house. If more and more people have broadband connection.
You can download them. You can put them on, yeah, like I was saying earlier, your iPod, your MP3, your phones. I mean,
it's
portable.
I know
our show we did on IAs, it's our most popular show, right, Marie?
Yes, it is.
Most calls, we had the most live listeners, and we're a small show, but for us, that was a great success.
Well, look, everyone who's doing shows here is you know, very successful, and they're going ahead and you know, having the conversation, and you know, it's very exciting. And I have to say that we sent an email to, and I'll let you go, but when after Kester, I decided to send the Kesterson links to the Pentagon, you know, so I'm not a Pentagon, you know, we're not a military person's family. So I told Amy, who works for me, this is the time, I said, last year, I said, Amy, could you do me a favor, send this file to the Pentagon, laughing, you know, like, oh, yeah, sure, I ever will hear from them. 4 hours later, she emails me, you're not going to believe this, but the Pentagon emailed me back. And that's when I knew that Blog Talk Radio, and we're talking September 06, it was October, I said, that's when I knew Blog Talk Radio had the possibility of being successful, because the Pentagon, in 4 hours, responded and say, hey, this is really interesting, you know. And so we've been having conversations with them. So I just want to get your view on that.
Yeah, that's great. Well, when we announced we were going to do our IA show, ECRC, which is like the, you know, fancy name for, you know, place that takes care of deployed families for the Navy, we put an email out and said we want to talk to spouses whose husbands are in Iraq or Afghanistan or the Horn of Africa or deployed. And we had their commander, who's an 05, 06, bigwig guy.
Yeah, bigwig in civilian terms.
Their public affairs officer called and said, well, he would love to come on your show. And, and we said, well, that's great. We would love to have him. But we were so shocked. They were so interested. So we're going to have them on in January. And so it doesn't surprise me that the Pentagon, you know, emails you back right away, because I think they're embracing new media and they have to. They want
to
have their people. It's about retention. It's about keeping the troops happy. And how do you keep the troops happy? You keep their families happy.
That's right. You stay current.
Right.
And
yeah,
you guys are what's current.
Exactly. And, you know, they wanted to have the ability to not have rely on CNN or Fox for 20-second sound bites. And
That's right. You
look at some of the shows on Blog Talk Radio, I'm not talking about your show, Army Wives, or some of the other military spouse shows, support shows. The Pentagon are doing shows talking about what's going on in Anbar province. You know, they're really using it. You know, the Department of Defense blogger roundtable shows, and there's all kinds of interesting things going on. So
yeah, I'm always amazed when I see what the content is, because there was a show on, I believe it was yesterday, Understanding Sonar, you know, why sonar is being used, and like actual in-depth educational discussion about these different things that people just don't know about. And I think Alan's right. They don't want to rely on these kind of big media conglomerates to get their messages out, but they can do a much more kind of person-to-person type of communication, which is much more effective, I believe.
Well, not only that, I think they have more control over content, which I think is really important. I mean, when you give something over
Definitely. To
CNN or Fox News, you take a risk. And even though, you know, they can come back and say, oh, well, that's not what we really said, this way it really is what they're saying when they're saying it, and they have control over that, which I think is probably the biggest perk for them.
Definitely.
Well, I have to, in full disclosure, my dad is a Navy guy. He was.
Oh,
he
okay.
Yeah, he passed in last May, and he was in the Navy in the Korean War.
Oh, okay.
And I used to talk to him about his Navy, and he had fond memories of the Navy, and part of the reason is because while the war was going on in Korea, he was stationed in the Mediterranean.
Well, that's like during Desert Storm. My husband was in the Bahamas.
Right. Bahamas. So that's pretty good tour of duty, I'd say. So, Dad, what exactly did you do in the Mediterranean? You know, protect the Italian shore and the, you know. So he has some buddies from the Navy, and I have old pictures. It's really a great camaraderie. And how do you can you distinguish between, you know, the way people view the Navy versus the Army and the Marines, and how does that all work out?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people, and I know Wendy can agree with this, when you're looking at, you know, images from the media right now and you see people fighting our wars, most people automatically think that they're all soldiers, which is a huge misconception. You know, there are Marines, there are airmen, and there are sailors over there along with those soldiers, and Coast Guard men and women, too. And so one of the biggest stereotypes that we try to break is that not everyone is a soldier, you know, that there are these other people from all different branches over there. And there are different stereotypes amongst the branches and between each other, but we really all work together. I think the Navy's great. My husband and I, he has been in, just hit 7 years this month, and very family-oriented. So far, our commands have been wonderful. We are career people. And we enjoy our lifestyle, even though he has gone half of every year.
Is that, and how long of a time is he gone for?
My husband, when he was serving with Wendy's husband, they were gone at the most 3 months. It was usually a 2.5 to 3 month patrol, but they were on submarines. So for most people, they're always surprised to hear that we don't get phone calls, we don't get packages, mail drops, things like that. So there's really literally no contact. So they are definitely not listening to our podcast while they're deployed. But now he's on a different type of submarine, and he'll be gone for about anywhere between 4.5 to 6 months at a time.
And, of course, so submarine, we don't know where this is located.
Nope. One of those things, if I knew, I couldn't tell you. It's
right.
Fun like that.
Exactly. And how often and how often will the submarine come up for air, so to speak?
Well, all that stuff, of course, is classified about the length that they can stay underwater. They give you, you can Google anything on nuclear submarines, and it'll tell you all the approximates about, approximately how long they can stay under. But, they definitely, can go on, underways for, months at a time, and they are able to take food and supplies to the with them that they don't need to come into port for anything. So they're quite, it's like a city in itself. It's amazing.
That is
amazing. That's very unique.
It is very unique. It's a definitely unique lifestyle. But then Wendy's situation now, of course, that she's talking about is IAs are different, and I'll let her talk about what that deployment is like.
Sure.
Well, Craig's on a 13-month deployment to Afghanistan, and the things that are different is that, we do get phone calls, and we do get instant message, and we can webcam and all that cool stuff. But I was just telling Marie, one of the things that I miss is the handwritten letter, because we send less of those because we talk, quote, more, in person or on the phone. But one of the other things that Marie and I do is we really try and say that we don't compare my deployment to hers or other wives' deployment to their other,
Or other branches.
Because it is different. And when you're in a deployment, whether your husband's in Iraq with boots on the ground walking the streets of Baghdad, or if he's on a submarine, or if he's on, in the Mediterranean on an aircraft carrier, or wherever he's at, that's just as serious in deployment, as serious an issue, and you miss your husband just as much as every other wife does. So, even though we talk about the differences, we really want to be a big warm hug to the wives that listen to us.
I think the main reason we talk about differences is just so, the women, they get perspective, not to compare, but just to get perspective. So when you're thinking this, when you're just thinking on your worst night, this really sucks, you can say, well, you know what, this is hard for me, but, my husband's only going to be gone for 6 months, not 13 months like Wendy. So even though I'm not getting, mail or phone calls or anything like that, I know that in 6 months my husband's going to be home. So it's one of those things that, there's good and bad about it. It's each situation, each branch, each kind of deployment underway, whatever you want to call them. So we're really all about getting perspective.
Hillary,
great. We have
calls.
Some calls, and they probably want to talk to you guys, so let's pick them up.
Oh,
and
great.
Let's take them.
Okay, 706, you're on the air, Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Melissa. I was just calling to tell you all thank you for your show. And
thanks, Melissa.
Yeah, I just want to tell you I appreciate it. You guys helped me back when you had Kathy Troutman on your show.
Oh, yes, I remember you.
Right,
Melissa.
With getting the job. Well, I haven't gotten it yet, but I'm still still trucking along. But it's
a federal job. We did a show on how to get a federal job.
Right.
Yes.
On base, so it was a great show.
Right, and I got the book, and
was it
got
helpful?
All these books. It is very helpful. It's
oh,
very
good.
Helpful.
Well, you'll have to write something on our site for Catherine then, and let otherwise know
would.
That it was helpful for you.
So. Well, that's part of my Christmas work because that's a job in itself. So.
It is.
So I just kind of want to let you know that I really appreciate it. I totally have no clue about military life, so, of course, I'm scared. But
we all were at one point and still are on a lot of times. Don't worry.
Yeah, so I definitely just want to let you know that it's very effective and you're doing a good job.
Thank you so much, Melissa.
You're welcome. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, that's so great that you called. Thanks for taking time out of your busy job-seeking day.
No problem.
In your life.
No problem. And I've actually got a call coming in, so I'll click over, but I'll keep listening.
All right. Thanks,
okay,
Melissa.
Thanks.
Have a great day. Merry Christmas.
For calling.
Uh-huh.
She has
Bye-bye.
A call, too, coming in. Just as you said. Okay.
That's great that you helped her, and that reminds me that you guys are a great example of bridging the gap between kind of this virtual world and actually helping people in their real lives. And I understand that you guys had an event in October where you met some of your listeners, and how did you turn your show into an actual physical event in real life?
All right, Wendy, go ahead. Tell her the temp issue.
Well, we had on a guest. Her name was Sarah Smiley, and she's somewhat of a, quote, celebrity in the Navy world. She has a sitcom that's being developed right now through Kelsey Grammer's production company called Gramnet. And she writes a syndicated column across the country, and her name is Sarah Smiley, and she was on, and she was going to be near Marie, and they were talking about going to dinner. And I said, hey, I want to go. And then our listeners emailed and said, if someone's going to dinner, I'm in Jacksonville, I want to go too.
And then we would get an email upon email each day.
Yeah.
New people saying, well, I heard so-and-so gets to go. Can I go?
And that's really how it started. And we had, it was called Operation Dinner Out. And it wasn't, it was a that's what exactly what it was. We went to a fancy hotel downtown Jacksonville, the Hyatt Regency. It was sponsored by USAA, military by owner, and Operation Remax, who, you know, took care of the fine dinner for these amazing military spouses. And we met, and we had the fun part of the evening, and then we had a serious part where we did some panel discussions and had the Region Command Master Chief come in and actually answer questions about deployments. And our number one question, you know, that we always get, and I'll let Marie finish about that.
Oh, yeah, of course, let me finish. Yeah, well, again, we went from, you know, having a lot of fun to serious moment, and then we went right back to having fun. And I would say about 95% of that night was just absolute fun. I mean, we laughed so hard, we cried. Even the Command Master Chief that was there, he definitely got an earful. He got to hear I guess, uncensored questions and comments from the military spouses, which, you know, normally he doesn't get to hear, of course. He's pretty high up in the food chain in the military, so when somebody has a problem and goes to him, it's usually sugar-coated a little bit. But these women held nothing back. We answered everything from how do you get through a deployment, what do you tell your husband when he's gone, you know, deciding on how to talk to him and what you can and can't say, to how to take sexy pictures for your husband while he's deployed. So, which is one of, believe it or not, our most commonly asked questions on our site. So we had a lot of fun. The men that were there were thoroughly entertained.
Well, you're not posting these, I hope, to the site.
No. Which is another part of also our answer.
That could be a whole morale booster just like that.
That's right. We're all about boosting morale, but, yeah, you've got to worry about legal issues and repercussions. So.
Okay.
But we had an amazing night, and meeting our listeners was incredible.
Well, we had a similar and we at the Blog World Expo. I don't know if you were you there? Did you go?
No, we did not get to go.
No, we did not go, but we hope to go to the next one.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to be there as well in the next expo. And it was great. We met a lot of hosts that I haven't even met all of my employees, let alone all the hosts, for sure. And we have thousands of hosts. But we had an opportunity to meet a lot of people that I've seen on air, and now all of a sudden they were there, and it was lots of fun.
Well, you know, I've become a fan of the Fly Lady.
Oh, good.
Talk radio.
Well, so have and I. She's amazing. She's doing a show now. Her show is just amazing, numbers of listeners she gets on any given show. Her show is just constant. She just takes calls for 2 straight hours.
Yeah, it's just
wow.
Incredible. And I've learned a little bit, you know, about marketing too from her. And I'm a student of like learning how people market their business and how they're successful. And I think the whole Yahoo Groups thing is pretty fascinating. And the other thing I have to say too is Hillary does such a great job of promoting our show. Whenever we email her, she's quick to respond, and she does what she can to get us featured. And I know we are one of the baby shows on the network, but we're growing, and we're growing because of Hillary, because she helps us promote our show.
Oh, you're making me blush, Deb.
Well, you know, I actually, before Wendy, you called in, too, I was talking to her about that, and I was telling her how amazing it's been because of her, because not only do we have our military community listening in, we are actually getting listeners from all over that don't have anything to do with the military, and they are just calling because they're curious. They're in our chat rooms. They're asking questions, and I love that they are just being part of our show to get perspective and to hear what's going on in our lives, and I think that's awesome, and I don't think that would have happened if it wasn't for Hillary.
That's great. Thank you, guys. I appreciate the feedback, and, you know, we work really hard for you guys, and you are so so helpful and kind and pleasant to deal with. So it's a pleasure helping you guys, seriously.
Well, you know what? That actually leads me to one of the questions that I had for you.
Okay.
I was actually wanting a feature on Blog Talk Radio. I'm sure you guys have already thought of this, and I'm sure this is a very old, you know, kind of thought, but we were wondering, too, because we have so many callers calling in. Of course, we've never had a problem with any angry callers or anyone being rude at all. In fact,
right.
All of our callers have been great.
Neither have I, by the way.
Oh, well, good. Well, I'm glad we helped beat you with one of your first. So anyway, but we wanted to know that when we have all these callers coming in, and for us it gets really crazy. You know, right now you only have to deal with Wendy and I, which we can be pretty civilized, but we have sometimes multiple women, like 5 to 8, 10 women trying to call in at once. And we would love to see if there was a way to be able to access the call, like one of us be able to click on it and talk to them without it being live to get their name or see who's calling, kind of like on a real radio program that you would hear on air. So is there anything in the making?
There's a feature that we're developing now, which is the ability to screen calls. But it's going to be something that we're probably going to have developed as a premium product, where people are going to, you know, have their basic service and then for a premium product, because it's expensive to begin getting all these features. So that's something that could be down the road, and we have the technology available to do that, where you can screen calls. But again, as I said, it may be part of a premium product, which I'm sure will be reasonably priced, but it's just something that we'll be probably rolling out in the first quarter of the year.
Oh, that would be wonderful, so that you don't have to do the whole area code thing. You can, you know, kind of have someone, you know, like while Wendy is talking or while we're taking a commercial break, that we could, you know, click on and see who we're calling, so we have first names and everything. That would be wonderful.
Right. So then you'll know who's calling in, and again, these things will be screened. And when you have the scale that we have, you know, it's hard to build a system that's got every feature for every person, and then, you know, so again, you'll have your basic service, and then you know, that's of course the first time that happened to me, so something like that.
That's the first time it's happened to me too, and that's just pathetic. Honestly, I'm shocked by that. You know, that's just not right for our community at all.
Oh, don't worry about it. We won't have to give him any more time.
Exactly.
He entertained himself, and that was probably his purpose.
Yeah, I guess you get it to be successful when people are idiots like that are calling in, you know. So.
Well, he wanted to feel special.
Yeah, he wanted. That was the way he feels special. He can go back crawl into his hole. Anyway, I have another show at 4 p.m. I'm interviewing today the CEO of Technorati.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah, so that's exciting, and I'm going to prepare for that, and I want to thank you for joining me today and Hillary on our show, and I know you guys are going to carry on, but thank you for, you know, being on Blog Talk Radio. It's been great.
Well, thanks, Alan, for everything that you do, and thanks for having us.
Okay, my pleasure.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.
So okay. Well, guys, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. So there's a couple more things that – hello?
Yes, we're here.
Oh, great. There's a couple more things that we could talk about without Alan. But so how did you get your great guests that you booked, like Sally Pressman and Billy Blanks? Those are really big names. I mean, how did you get connected with them?
By asking. Right, Wendy? I mean, the answer is no until you ask.
You just have to I found that it doesn't hurt to ask. So for the other Blog Talk hosts that are listening out there, you know, you just send an email, you just ask. I will have to say that, you know, with Sally Pressman from Army Wives, we did an interview with Tanya Bianc, who is the author of the book that's based on the series Army Wives. And we had her on the show. We emailed her and said, hey, is there any way, do you think that we could get everyone's favorite, because Roxy, the character, is everyone's favorite on the show.
Yes, Sally Pressman.
She gave us, you know, the right contact, and email later, we had Sally Pressman confirmed, and Marie and I were both excited, and we hope she invited us to tour the set whenever they start filming again. So I hope to look, you know, I hope to do that with all of the Blog Talk listeners, that we'll do a live show from the set of Army Wives there in Charleston.
Yeah, not only did she say that we could tour the set, I think she promised us lemonade served by some of those handsome men on the set.
What's his name, Drew?
Yes. Yeah, gosh, now that you asked me, I'm forgetting his name, and I apologize. He's not going to want to serve us lemonade now.
Wait, will you guys hold on for just one moment? Let me try something, because I hope that Alan's line didn't cut the stream. Let me hold on, okay?
Okay.
So Marie, I was, should we just talk to each other, Marie?
Well, you know, it's actually much easier this way, because I feel more comfortable. I have to say that I'm a little freaked out about actually being interviewed for once.
Well, you know, I will tell people who are listening how we got Billy Blanks. I met him at a spouse conference in San Diego, remember?
Yes.
And they were having a big health expo downstairs, and they had a lot of, quote, stars downstairs, including some Dancing with the Stars people, like the guy with the dimples, right, Marie?
Yes, the guy with the dimples.
Someone. And you know, they said there's a room full of military spouses upstairs who would like to come up and say hello express, you know, just your, you know, whatever you want to say. And Billy Blanks, they said, according to USAA, who put on the conference, Billy Blanks did not hesitate, and we know now that he is just a big supporter of the military, and he recently came back from Afghanistan, and they did a big, huge stocking and Christmas package drive for the troops through his foundation, the Billy Blanks Foundation. So,
wow.
So he's just fantastic, and we have a we have a whole little fitness partnership thing we have going on with him, and Military Spouse Magazine is featuring Billy Blanks in their next issue. So he has a heart for the military family, and that's how we got him on our show.
Wow, that's great. Do you have any plans for future guests that you're trying to book or that you've got lines out for? What can we expect in the new year for Navy Wives Radio?
Well, you know, we only seem to be getting bigger and better, and we have to thank all of our listeners for that. And with that, we're finding more and more people that actually are emailing us saying, can we be on your show?
So, I know. It's kind of nice. You're like...
It's definitely making our job a lot easier. In fact, easier in some ways and a little more difficult in others, because we're already booked through the first couple months of the new year. So we haven't even had a chance to think of some of our next big people that we want to have on, but trust me, our wheels are turning. I think we're going to take a two-week break here for Christmas, which is the first break that we've taken, I think, since April when we started.
Yeah, it's our first break, and we really want to have, you know, we talk about this in our show, we want to branch out, and we want to, you know, we've had Air Force Wives come on, we've had
Army
Wives comes on, we had some Marine Wives and some Army Wives, so if you're listening to our show and you're a military spouse and you want to be part of the fun, then just, you know, head over to our website, NavyWifeRadio.com, and we're always looking for special guest hosts that will come on and help us. And we're just, you know, that's no matter who we interview, no matter what guests we have on, the bottom line is we want to talk about living the military life. You know, what's it like to stand on the pier and wave your husband as he, you know, goes out to the Atlantic?
Oh, I hate
what's
doing
like that. What's it like to be at the airport, you know? We have to talk about those kinds of things, and we don't want to get away from that because that's the thing that binds us all together.
Yes, Wendy and I are definitely very grounded, and we're always going to be that way. We're very laid back and easy to get along with, so we are inviting any military wives that think that they could spend some time with us or that they think that they would like to do our job. So we're going to do some. We haven't figured it out yet, though. Wendy and I haven't talked about it too much, but we do know that we are going to start interviewing other military wives for maybe being co-hosts or eventually having their own show, maybe some Marine Wives, some Surface Navy Wives, Army Wives, Air Force Wives, Coast Guard Wives. So like Wendy said, if you're out there and you think that you could do this, you think you're fun, want to give it a try, just contact us and from our website, and we're going to we have to do some sort of a little kind of like a contest or something.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
And plus, you know, Blog Talk Radio is just the perfect platform, and it's, and you know, I didn't get a chance to tell Alan this, but, you know, I can't say it enough. It is free for us. And so Marie,
yes.
We don't have the money to pay to have a show on the air. You know, her and I don't get paid to do this every week. And
which is shocking to some people.
You know, they act like we're getting paid, and we're like, well, we are just volunteers. It's a labor of love, but... Thank you to you, Alan, and thank you to you, and thank you to everyone who makes Blog Talk Radio work, makes our stats work, makes our buttons work when we push them. It's amazing.
Well, we couldn't do it without you guys. I mean, hosts like you that are very passionate, and we have some talk in the chat room. You know, they're glad that the Military Wives have a show like this that's a community, and so it's worth all the hard work when we hear that it's rewarding for you guys, and that's why we do it, you know, because it's invaluable to us to hear the success stories of you guys, and since April, and now you guys are, you know, your radio hosts, so great.
Well, we love it, and I think the longer it's gone on, the more and more we enjoy it, and the more comfortable we feel with it, and the more fun we're having. So thanks for everything that you guys are doing.
Oh, well, thank you. We only have a couple minutes left, so I just want to say thanks for joining us, and we really appreciate it and had a fun interview with you guys today. And you deserve your two-week break, and happy holidays to you and your families.
Yes, happy holidays and Merry Christmas, and thank you for everybody right now who's listening that is serving or has served. Thank you for your service, and Merry Christmas wherever you are.
Yes,
thanks, guys. We really appreciate it. And give a plug for your show when people can tune in next to Navy Wives Radio.
Well, our next show is January 8th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Our show is called New Year, New You, and we're going to be talking about our fitness corner. We're going to be talking about Ty Bo with Billy Blanks and the new issue of Military Spouse Magazine and the partnership with promoting that that fitness challenge. So that's what we have coming up. And I just want to say all the wives that their husbands are deployed this Christmas, that you can, you know, find a friend. Don't be alone. And we love you, and we'll see you guys in January.
All right. Great. Thanks, Wendy. Thanks, Marie. Have a great rest of your day. Again, appreciate you joining me and Alan on the Alan Lever Show today.
Thanks, Hillary. Have a great day. And
you
Merry
too.
Christmas.
Oh, thanks. You too. And Happy New Year's. And Happy New Year's to everyone in the chat room. Thanks for listening to the Alan Levy Show on blogtalkradio.com.
Thanks for joining Alan and Hillary on the Alan Levy Show. Make sure to join the conversation by calling 347-677-0649 and listen to the Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk.